Son of Man.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of daily life. In that day, catch you by surprise by a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." Gospel of the Lord. Be vigilant at all times. So that's Jesus is expecting us at every moment, every present moment, to be in the will, to live in the will of God. And that's the only thing we have to do. At this moment, we stay in the chapel, we pray, one mind, one heart with the Lord. When you work, when you study, pay more attention. Just one mind, one heart. And that's the only thing Jesus is expecting us. So He is doing His thing with us, but He expects us to do the will of God for each one of us. The will of God for each one of us is different. So you don't have to worry about what the other says. Because once Peter was asking Jesus, "What will be John?" Because Jesus says, "In the future, Peter, you cannot go anywhere. Now you are young, you can go anywhere. But when you're old, you don't have the freedom. That means you go through persecution." Then he asked Jesus, "What about John?" Then Jesus said, "Mind your own business. You just follow me." So many times, our mind, caring for others, this little bit, you know, you're not free for yourself. And Jesus will tell you the same thing. Mind your own business. Do your own. The will of God for you is different from the others. Don't compare. Don't lamentate because why she's this and he is that. That's not your business. Just do well the will of God. Be vigilant and at all times.